Državni izpitni center.
Splošna matura 2015.
Preverjanje slušnega razumevanja.
Lepo pozdravljeni. Pričenja se reševanje maturitetne izpitne pole slušnega razumevanja angleščine.
Izpitna pola je sestavljena iz dveh delov, dela A in dela B. Vsak del vsebuje govorjeno izhodiščno besedilo in nalogo, ki se nanj nanaša. Najprej boste nalogo prebrali in jo nato med poslušanjem besedila sproti reševali. Vsako besedilo boste poslušali po dvakrat. Začetek in konec besedila bo označeval takle zvočni znak.
Rešitve, ki jih pišite z nalivnim peresom ali s kemičnim svinčnikom, vpisujte v izpitno polo v zato predvideni prostor. Pišite čitljivo in skladno s pravopisnimi pravili. Če se zmotite, napisano prečrtajte in rešitev zapišite na novo. Nečitljivi zapisi in nejasni popravki bodo ocenjeni z nič točkami.
Zaupajte vase in v svoje zmožnosti. Želimo vam veliko uspeha.
Poslušajte pozorno. Odprite izpitno polo.
Section A. You will hear four speakers offering different information to the public. Example. Speaker 0. Tudor Guest House. Meals. Due to a varied choice of good restaurants in the immediate area, we serve breakfasts only. Breakfast time is between 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. daily. Should you want an early or later breakfast, kindly let the manager know about your scheduled time well in advance the evening before. This is the end of the example. You will hear the recording twice. Now read the task. Speaker A.
The British Museum was founded right back in 1753 and is located in the centre of London, not far from the bustling Oxford Street and within an easy walking distance of Tottenham Court Tube. Like all museums in the UK, entry is free, although they do encourage a donation of £5 via donation boxes dotted around the entrance and throughout the museum. Now, the museum is housed in a large and very impressive looking building with long columns.
Speaker B.
The next train at Platform 2 is the 0743 TransPennine Express service to Liverpool Lime Street, calling at Moulton, York, Leeds, Huddersfield, Staley Bridge, Manchester Piccadilly, Manchester Oxford Road, Birchwood, Warrington Central, Liverpool South Parkway and Liverpool Lime Street. This is the service from Scarborough. First class and a buffet service is available on this train.
Speaker C.
So after you spend some time exploring the city of York, there are many options for you in and around York itself. One of them is Castle Howard. We're here at this estate, which was built around the 1700s for the Earl of Carlisle and his family. Today, it still remains a working home for the Howard family that runs and manages this beautiful property. You'll explore beautiful gardens, lovely lakes, a forest walk, and you'll even be able to go in and explore the home itself.
Speaker D.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Communications. This call is automated to better serve you. We would like you to know that your call and your business is important to us, and that we are here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your satisfaction is our goal. To continue in English, press 1. To hear this message in Spanish, press 2. For Mandarin, press 3. For Ebonics, press 4. For Jive, press 5.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker A.
The British Museum was founded right back in 1753 and is located in the centre of London, not far from the bustling Oxford Street and within an easy walking distance of Tottenham Court Tube. Like all museums in the UK, entry is free, although they do encourage a donation of £5 via donation boxes dotted around the entrance and throughout the museum. Now, the museum is housed in a large and very impressive-looking building with long columns.
Speaker B.
The next train at Platform 2 is the 0743 TransPennine Express service to Liverpool Lime Street, calling at Moulton, York, Leeds, Huddersfield, Staley Bridge, Manchester Piccadilly, Manchester Oxford Road, Birchwood, Warrington Central, Liverpool South Parkway and Liverpool Lime Street. This is the service from Scarborough. First class and a buffet service is available on this train.
Speaker C.
So after you spend some time exploring the city of York, there are many options for you in and around York itself. One of them is Castle Howard. We're here at this estate, which was built around the 1700s for the Earl of Carlisle and his family. Today, it still remains a working home for the Howard family that runs and manages this beautiful property. You'll explore beautiful gardens, lovely lakes, a forest walk, and you'll even be able to go in and explore the home itself.
Speaker D.
Welcome to Crystal Clear Communications. This call is automated to better serve you. We would like you to know that your call and your business is important to us, and that we are here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your satisfaction is our goal. To continue in English, press 1. To hear this message in Spanish, press 2. For Mandarin, press 3. For Ebonics, press 4. For Jive, press 5.
This is the end of Section A. Section B. You will hear an interview with Gayutra Bahadur talking about Sajaria, one of the indentured labourers in British colonies. You will hear the recording twice. Now read the task.
The British abolished slavery in 1833, which left the owners of the sugar plantations where slaves had been employed without a cheap workforce. They soon found one. During the next 80 years, more than a million labourers were ferried from India to colonies producing sugar. In 1903, one such indentured woman, Sujaria, sailed to British Guyana. She was pregnant and she was alone. A century on, her great-granddaughter, Gaitra Bahadur, researched her great-grandmother's life story and found that Sajaria was one of a quarter of a million such women. She's called her book Coolie Woman. Jenny asked Gaitra what had prompted her to start.
Well, the seed for this book was really planted more than 15 years ago when I first heard about my great-grandmother. I was on a trip back to Guyana with my dad. That's where I was born, and we emigrated to the U.S. when I was a child. So I think my father had a sense that I had questions about identity, and I took the opportunity to ask him about our connection to India. And that's when he told me about Sujaria, that she had left Calcutta in 1903, and that she was pregnant and gave birth to my granddad on the journey over, and that she was completely alone. So this was, needless to say, very intriguing, and I pursued her story whenever I could over the years. But it took me a long time to realize that this private story, this sort of family mystery, was a public history waiting to be told.
How did an indentured labourer differ from a slave?
Indenture was a system developed in the wake of slavery, and it was an exploitative system, surely. Indentured workers replaced slaves in the fields, did the same work they did, lived in the same quarters they did, and they were beaten by overseers. The women were subject to sexual exploitation. But at the end of the day, they didn't work for free. They were paid. It was a pittance, but they were paid. And they were brought on 5-year contracts. Many people had to re-indenture because they weren't paid enough to... They became in debt to the plantation, really. But at the end of the day, you know, they did... They were free, ultimately.
Now, you use the word coolie, which is now considered an offensive word. Why do you use it?
It is a very charged word. I use it, I think, ultimately because indentured women sort of carry the baggage of colonialism on their backs. You know, they have the weight of expectations, the expectations of their men, their families. And to me, it seemed metaphorically the right move. Historically, an accurate one. They carry all of the baggage associated with that word on their shoulders as well. And as you know, a coolie in the subcontinent is a porter, someone who carries bags at a railway station, say.
What do you know about why Sajaria did it?
One of her granddaughters overheard her talking to some women who had traveled over on the same ship with her. They were smoking a pipe. They were sitting in a Guyana bottom house. The houses there are built on stilts, so the area underneath is where a lot of living happens. It's called the bottom house. So she was sitting there, and the granddaughter overheard her say in Hindi that she had been on a pilgrimage and that white men in boats came and took her away. So that's the only bit of information I have about why she left. And who knows if the granddaughter, who was 8 at the time, heard it right, understood the Hindi well enough.
Now you will hear the recording again.
The British abolished slavery in 1833, which left the owners of the sugar plantations where slaves had been employed without a cheap workforce. They soon found one. During the next 80 years, more than a million labourers were ferried from India to colonies producing sugar. In 1903, one such indentured woman, Sujaria, sailed to British Guyana. She was pregnant and she was alone. A century on, her great-granddaughter, Gaitra Bahadur, researched her great-grandmother's life story and found that Sajaria was one of a quarter of a million such women. She's called her book Coolie Woman. Jenny asked Gaitra what had prompted her to start.
Well, the seed for this book was really planted more than 15 years ago when I first heard about my great-grandmother. I was on a trip back to Guyana with my dad. That's where I was born, and we emigrated to the U.S. when I was a child. So I think my father had a sense that I had questions about identity, And I took the opportunity to ask him about our connection to India. And that's when he told me about Sujarya, that she had left Calcutta in 1903, and that she was pregnant and gave birth to my granddad on the journey over, and that she was completely alone. So this was, needless to say, very intriguing, and I pursued her story whenever I could over the years. But it took me a long time to realize that this private story, this sort of family mystery, was a public history waiting to be told.
How did an indentured labourer differ from a slave?
Indenture was a system developed in the wake of slavery, and it was an exploitative system, surely. Indentured workers replaced slaves in the fields, did the same work they did, lived in the same quarters they did. And they were beaten by overseers. The women were subject to sexual exploitation. But at the end of the day, they didn't work for free. They were paid. It was a pittance, but they were paid. And they were brought on 5-year contracts. Many people had to re-indenture because they weren't paid enough to... They became in debt to the plantation, really. But at the end of the day, you know, they did... They were free, ultimately.
Now, you use the word coolie, which is now considered an offensive word. Why do you use it?
It is a very charged word. I use it, I think, ultimately because indentured women sort of carry the baggage of colonialism on their backs. You know, they have the weight of expectations, the expectations of their men, their families. And to me, it seemed metaphorically the right move. Historically, an accurate one. They carry all of the baggage associated with that word on their shoulders as well. And as you know, a coolie in the subcontinent is a porter, someone who carries bags at a railway station, say.
What do you know about why Sujarya did it?
One of her granddaughters overheard her talking to some women who had traveled over on the same ship with her. They were smoking a pipe. They were sitting in a Guyana bottom house. The houses there are built on stilts, so the area underneath is where a lot of living happens. It's called the bottom house. So she was sitting there, and the granddaughter overheard her say in Hindi that she had been on a pilgrimage and that white men in boats came and took her away. So that's the only bit of information I have about why she left. And who knows if the granddaughter, who was 8 at the time, heard it right, understood the Hindi well enough.
This is the end of section B.
Kończuje se slušno previrjanje angleščine. Nehajte pisati, zaprite izpitno polo in jo skupaj z ocenjevalnim obrazcem položite na rob mize.
Nasvidenje in srečno!